Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.
Welcome back to Parkcast, park fans. I'm Bex, this is Kev.
Hi, everyone.
And of course, you know by now, we are a podcast for theme park fans. So if that's you, you are in the right place. We're here every week chatting about goings on in the theme park world and big topics of conversation. Of course, this week, we've had some massive news from Alton Towers because they're getting rid of their oldest ride.
Blade's going. Can you believe it? It's been at the park for 44 years. And
it's been there longer than we've been alive.
I know. I know.
And that's saying something.
And it's not because of anything new being replaced, sadly.
Probably not.
Well, at the minute, we're just being told it's being removed.
I reckon they're putting that station for that Cross Valley coaster. That's what's happening.
Hey, I'll be starting another rumour.
I'm starting it right now.
We're going to get in trouble with these rumours. We're starting, Bex, and, you know, when we spot things at Alton Towers at the minute. I think it's a shame. You know, we're gaining a flat ride, but we're losing one at the same time.
I know, they take us with one hand and give us with the
other. Give us and take us away. Yeah. Okay, thank you, Towers.
Could say classic Merlin. Yeah. Right, we are going to chat about that a little bit more in today's episode. But before we do, we've got someone very patiently sitting here with us today. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Parkcast. It's Digital Dan.
Parkcast.
Hello, how's it going? Hello.
Digital Dan's with us.
I'm very, very happy to be here. How are we all?
We're great. We're better than you. You've been a little bit ill, but you're okay now. We're not dragging him out of his sick bed just to be on this podcast.
Annoyingly, it happened as soon as the last weekend of the season for Blackpool hit, and I was like, oh, I'm going to have a really good final weekend. No, you're not. Oh,
Did you get up there?
I managed to get up there, but just about. I was going to say, it wasn't the greatest weekend in all fairness because of how I was feeling, but seeing everyone and obviously ending the season off, good fun, so...
It's okay. A last ride on the Grand National will have absolutely sorted you out.
Oh, did the opposite.
Did it not help?
I sat on the back row stupidly.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, no, not fun. Not fun.
Bruised all over. Hey, yeah. It's a great way to end the season.
Still feeling it now, man.
You've got the war wounds. The war wounds of a good theme park season. Just in case you don't know, if you are living under a rock, of course, Digital Dan, he is all over YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, wherever you want to find him. You're basically a theme park content creator. How long have you been doing it for now?
There's not really a proper time frame on how long I've been doing it. It's more so, I'd say I've been taking it like seriously, like uploading consistently and stuff from maybe like 2018, 2019. So a good few years. Yeah. But yeah, I've just been uploading mainly stuff about the UK, but sometimes do other things as well. So there you go.
You've been over to Europe as well, haven't you, Dan? You've been... spending time going to other parks and doing that, which is quite nice, isn't it? To get that other viewpoint, isn't it? We have the UK parks, but it's nice to go and see what other things are on offer in Europe as well.
Soon, hopefully, America as well. But I don't know. Ooh, hopefully.
Exciting.
And, you know, it only makes sense to ask you, what was it that got you, dragged you into this crazy world that we all live in of roller coaster theme park enthusiasm? What got you into it?
There's a few reasons. I wouldn't say it got me into being an enthusiast, but... As someone who didn't really like roller coasters, I'd go on like Air when I was younger and I'd be like, oh, this is really cool, but I'd never want to go on Nemesis. That was the one that I was like, no. So my parents liked theme parks and they took me to Alton Towers again and went, oh, you should go on Nemesis. I was 9 years old at the time. sat me down on it. I was crying my eyes out, sent me around. And then I was just like, oh my God, I want to go on it again and again.
Well, there you go.
Classic case of parents know best.
Yeah. Mm. And then now they've created someone who is completely obsessed with them. Yeah. So it's their own fault, really. I'm joking, but it was scary.
We have the rule of that we are not going to force our children to go on anything they don't want to do. Yeah. So... But maybe I'll learn from that story to when my girls are slightly older and say, right, you're going on these now.
Boys want to smile when they're 4 years old.
Yeah.
Just put some really tall shoes on them and throw them on it. It's the best way. What would you say is your favourite park currently as it stands?
Oh, are we talking in the world or UK?
Yeah, worldwide. Let's go Worldwide. Let's go Pitbull.
I think recently in April, I went to Europa Park for the first time. And I rode Voltron. So Voltron's my number one roller coaster, and Europa is my number one park. So
What is it about Europa Park then, Dan,
I think
that
it's just the
makes it better than
variety.
others?
I think it's just the variety of rides and the operations as well. Like, you can never beat a theme park that has good theming, good rides. And when you're in the queue for the rides, they don't just sit there slowly moving. They're actually like full on going. Because there's queues at Europa that are people-wise as long as some of the ones at Towers, and they would take about an hour in the UK, and they take 10 minutes. So yeah, so it's definitely Europa for me.
That's a good bit of German
Amazing.
efficiency, I think.
Yeah,
Just like
definitely.
smashing those trains
They
out. Oh,
are amazing at
absolutely.
it.
They're so good at just that. You know, they know what the ride's throughput is, and they know what they are going to get it at that throughput and that amount, definitely. What do you look for then? So you mentioned, like, is it theming particularly? Or what is it you look for when you're at a theme park that makes you like invested in it?
I think if you have a non-themed theme, if you just have a park, then I feel like it's not as it wouldn't rank as high for me. So I think it is 50-50 for me. Like, theming does play a big part. So for instance, Fantasialand, one of my favorite parks I've ever been to, and that is themed galore. But then I've been on some coasters that aren't themed at all, and they rank way lower. So yeah, I'd say theming's probably 50-50 with coaster hardware. So.
We had a discussion on the podcast a couple of episodes ago, Efteling versus Disneyland Paris. And I was kind of team Efteling and Kev's kind of team DLP. Have you been to those parks?
I've done both.
Well, which one would you go for?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, he's on
I might have to
spot.
be middle ground.
We don't take
If you had
politicians'
to, because
arms.
this is the problem. The problem is, I'm up against Efteling, which I know is an incredibly like beautiful theme park. Baron is like one of the most beautiful theme coasters out there. So I was like difficult to compete, but if you had to choose.
I don't know, because obviously there's a lot of Disneyland Paris that's under construction at the minute, but the same with Efteling. Like, when I went to Efteling, you couldn't even walk down that main entrance bit to get that amazing view because it was all just construction work.
Was that for Dance Macabre?
I
Because it's
think
kind
it's
of
the
around that
hotel, but
area.
yeah, that was being built as well. So I think if I went back to Disneyland Paris when that had all of the construction walls were gone and the frozen lands open and stuff like that, I think it might just take it. But I love Big Thunder Mountain. I absolutely
I
love
like
Big Thunder
Kev.
Mountain.
There we go.
It's
And just like
probably
John Wardley as
John
well.
Wardley said that on his
When we
podcast
interviewed
as
John
well.
Wardley, when we interviewed John Wardley, he's got a ride at coaster is Big Thunder Mountain. So
Oh, absolute
I think it's
legend.
three against one there, Bex.
All right. I'll just go and enjoy Efteling all alone
Efteling
and
is
sit
amazing,
eating
though.
my
But it's amazing.
pancakes.
That's the problem. I can't, you know,
It
it was a
is amazing.
difficult discussion to have when you know what you're up against.
Talking about amazing parks and decisions and construction, we've got to move over to Alton Towers and this week, and of course we've all been super excited. Well, before I say super excited, we've all been excited that they were bringing back a new flat ride to the park next year, which for some time, Dan, it was highly rumored to be a top spin, but you were fairly convinced that it wasn't going to be a top spin. So much so that you said you'd eat your shoe if it was a top spin. How's that playing out for you?
Well, I've got to do it now.
Have you
As you can see,
chosen
I'm really happy. No, not yet.
Flip-flop.
Yeah, I wish. But no, you know when you just don't think something's going to happen and you just go like, oh, I'll do this if that happens. Like, that just came out of my mouth, and then it was only a joke, and everyone ran with it. So I was
Everyone
just like,
ran.
okay, never mind. I got to do that then. So yeah, that'll probably be happening at the end of this year, but yeah.
That'll be nice for you. Obviously, you mentioned Fantasialand and the flawless top spin there. You know, Telecan's just awesome. Sadly, I don't think we're going to get that kind of level of theming around this one with the massive wall and stuff, which is awesome. But I do have faith in John Burton and his team that they'll pull something out of the bag that's better than Ripsaw.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
obviously that was one part of news. And like we said, they give with one hand and they take away with the other because then they announced that Blade was going. Had you heard that it might be going?
I think on the day of closing, I can't remember what day it was, but it's obviously the start of November. I heard rumors of the Blade going, Like everyone was a bit like, "Oh, get your last ride on the Blade." And I was like, "I wasn't going to ride it anyway. I'm not bothered." Like even if it was confirmed to be going, I didn't really. You know when some people have like a really big attachment to a ride? So for instance, like I said, I rode Air when I was younger. So if they said Air was closing forever, I would try and get that last ride. With the Blade, I just don't care. So I get why some people do, but yeah, I think even when they announced it though, I mean the three in one announcement was just a bit like, oh, it's not very good.
I don't
We
know.
mustn't forget Flabio's Fandango is also going, and the
Dungeons.
dungeons as well.
See, my fingers crossed was that again, trying to be glass half full here, was that with the Dungeons and Flavios was because of Project Horizon. And are they closing those things because they're going to do that classic Merlin thing where things start to deteriorate and get closed before they do work to it? But I want to be positive about it, but it's very difficult when you see all of these other things all closing all at the same time, and you're losing that ride offering is going down, sadly.
And obviously next season, it's not they're not nothing's going to be turned around in time for next season, so there is just going to be that they haven't got those sponges that soak up people, which is what these flat rides are there for, really, isn't it? You know, they take some of the weight out of the queues.
I think one of the main things about the two flat rides going as well is the fact that they are, I can't remember the exact height restrictions, but the fact that they are family rides as well. So there's now no family rides in Forbidden Valley. So that's not great.
We mentioned this actually when we were talking about Efteling and Disneyland Paris, that when you go to those parks, you can have like thrill rides next to family rides. And if you've got kids, like we both have, that's great. Whereas at Alton Towers, it is a bit of a nightmare when you, especially when the sky ride's not working, you have to literally do that massive walk, so that you can get on what you want to get on, but then the kids want to go on something, and you've got, you know, probably Runaway Mine Train's the closest thing to it, and that's only if you're, you know, 1.2. So it's, you know, if you've got even younger kids, you've got a massive walk back to CBeebies Land. They're not so good at interspersing thrill with non-thrill.
Yeah, that's definitely something I think I really hope, because obviously even with Forbidden Valley, you've now got no family flat rides or family rides in general. X Sector and Dark Forest, other than 13, again, the same because there's no flat rides anyway. There's more food places in those than there is rides.
And game stalls.
True. But I really hope, even if they've delayed Horizon, which seems to be the case, I really hope that in 2026 they just go and add maybe one or two flat rides in one or two different areas, because it would just make the lineup better. It would make the queues better, because I imagine the queues next year, even though it's just two main rides and an upcharge attraction we've lost, I imagine it will just get even more busy, which is not fun.
Absolutely.
But
And I think it was like Huss that also built the pirate ship at Alton Towers. And it's interesting, isn't it, that we've had a Huss top spin being put in. I mean, do you think that Alton could have done a deal with Huss if they knew they were going to get rid of the Blade? Because they did it at Chessington.
No,
Chessington
yeah,
did
that's
it
very true, actually.
with their pirate ship. They just had a brand new one just put in. It's not a difficult piece of kit to replace, is it?
No, that's true. I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe because Forbidden Valley's so, now we've got so many old rides that have sort of come back again, like Nemesis, this Ripsaw 2.0, even Subterra came back, and maybe they don't want to do another one like that. I don't know. But yeah, no, I just don't see the fact that they've added another flat ride and we were like, oh, we're actually getting a new flat ride, and now they've taken two away. It's I mean, we kind of expected them to go at some point anyway, but to do it all in that one year is a bit
Because
sad. But
Flavio's felt temporary when they did the retro squad, didn't
mm.
they? They all felt temporary, and that was like a part of that
yeah
set of rides, and that lasted probably longer than I guess people thought. It just happened to fit in with the world of David Walliams that made it stay there a bit longer. But I think because we've had a bit of a funny season where it started off so positively, and with all of these amazing investments going in, we had Curse at Alton Manor, you know. I mean, across Merlin as well. You think about having Hyperia put in this year,
Yeah.
and the money that was spent retracking Nemesis and all of the theming that went into that area. We've had such a major positive start of the season, and now things are starting to go a bit. It's not looking good, is it? I've
Yeah.
not known a season like it, Dan, honestly, in terms of how we've started in this way of. I was saying to John Wardley at the start of the season about there's such a buzz around Alton Towers at the minute, just with the investment that's gone in, and now it all feels a bit of a downbeat. I mean, there's rumours as well about the monorail closing. Have you heard these rumours
Yeah,
as well?
I've heard rumors about it closing, but then also the rumors I've heard more is that they want to refurbish the trains. That's all I've heard, but I don't
Okay.
know how that's going to happen. Because right now, from what I remember, they're running two trains on the monorail towards the end of the season, which they have about five or six they can run normally.
Yeah.
So that's not great.
No.
But obviously, that's a big thing because you've got to walk from the car parks to that entrance. So if they were to remove that, it's pretty much like removing the Skyride again. You've lost a
Yeah.
huge point of accessibility and it's not very good. So I hope they do just refurbish it. Maybe it's going to be like the Skyride where it shuts for 1 year and, well, two if it's the Skyride. But no, hopefully, I'm hoping that the Skyride coming back is a good restart as well, because I think that's why, because it's all budget cuts. Let's be honest, all of this is budget cuts. I feel like the Skyride's responsible for a bit of it, because you could tell it was supposed to open at the start of this year, but they ran into another problem because of all the previous years of just backlog of not checking it. And now
And so
it should be opening next year, when we hope, fingers
hopefully,
crossed.
that's the same with the delay in Hex as well, Dan. Why we waited so long for that to open, and there was all this. Oh no, it's going to open this season. There was a point where we were discussing, weren't we, before the same day they announced it was opening,
literally the same
that we didn't
day.
even know if it was going to open at all because we'd had all this information about it, but there not been any communication about what was going on. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a shame, really.
Well,
And it,
hopefully, even if those three other rides are going, hopefully next year is a little bit of an incline, and then they can slowly start to make their way back up before Universal.
Definitely. Well, I was going to say, it's like with Universal, if Universal does happen, what do you think UK parks need to do?
I think they'll genuinely be all right. I think they won't suffer that much, but ones that are further away from the Bedford area. So I think Thorpe and Legoland and stuff will be fine. I think Towers will be fine. Chessington might suffer a little bit because it's very family orientated, as is Universal. I think stuff like Blackpool Pleasure Beach might suffer a little bit as well because they're so far. But no, I think it will. I'm hoping we get some massive, not an actual war, but I hope we get like a war between Universal and Merlin trying to make the best rides and stuff. I think it'd be
Yeah.
so cool.
That would be the best outcome, I think, for not just us, general public as well. You know, the UK theme park industry as a whole. And we have got an episode with Lawrence from University Bedford, if you've not listened to that, where he talks about all those Universal plans in like really, really amazing detail. And I think, yeah, all of us, our hope is what it will do is be a catalyst for growth and change in the theme park industry. That's the best outcome that we can get. And hopefully we'll hear some news on that in the new year. It's all gone a little bit quiet, but I'm sure there's reasons for that. One of the things we wanted to get you on, Dan, to talk about today, obviously we've talked about these changes at Alton Towers, and ride removals and things like that. We're kind of looking ahead to the future, and we're doing a bit of enthusiast navel gazing down the line. Where do we think the park is going in the next few years, or you know, 5 to 10 years? And something that struck me when I was at the park this year was just when I'm taking my enthusiast hat off and just looking at the park, what is the long-term future for rides like Oblivion and Rita? So two of the biggest coasters at the park, but which have probably dated themselves. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of love for Oblivion and a lot of love for Rita still, but they are not the best examples of those type of coasters anymore. And you know, Oblivion certainly was groundbreaking when it got built, but that was a long time ago now. So if you could only save one, what's it going to be? It's Oblivion or Rita, and why? And what could we look forward to if one of those rides was taken out? I don't know if you've got any initial thoughts. So you can only save one. Which one would you say? The other one's got to remain exactly as it is. You can't do
Exactly
anything
as it
to it at
is, so
all.
you can't do anything.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
The thing is, I know my easy answer is get rid of Rita, because that's just my opinion all over. Like, I'd do anything to, even if the debate wasn't even on, I would literally say get rid of it.
Why is
But
that?
I just think when you look at all the world's firsts and the uniqueness of all the coasters at Towers. So, for instance, Wicker Man is this really fast-paced wooden roller coaster that's still for families. 13's a world first. Obviously, Smiler 14 times upside down. Nemesis throughout the terrain. All the other ones, and then you just got Rita. And there's nothing like unique about it, really, and especially because there's a clone of it over in Germany and stuff. It's not very different. So and also when I ride, well, when I don't ride it, because I didn't ride it this year at all. I made that my goal.
Really?
Yeah,
I love that you made that your goal not
yeah.
to
I
go on it.
realized my mates were like, "Oh, do you want to go on Rita?" I went, "Nah, I'm going to try and not ride it this year." And then I
To make it
haven't.
more special in the new season, so it's like
Brand new.
brand new again.
but no, I just don't think it's not on the same level as the other Towers coasters, in my opinion, which
It's
is
not
why I
like world
would.
class. Do you think that's because it wasn't a secret weapon coaster?
I think so. I think whatever the plan was, I know there was a whole rumor about the fact that it was going to have like a top hat on it if they could have fitted it in and stuff like that.
It would be
Maybe
the
that would have
world's
made it.
tiniest top hat in
Yeah,
the height
true,
restriction
true,
of that park.
it's a baseball
true.
cap.
You'd be literally wooing over.
I know if that happened, then maybe it would have been better and more unique. But I feel like when you've got stealth in at Thorpe Park, and obviously accelerator coasters anyway are a dying breed,
Well, yeah.
as we found out very recently. I feel like it just needs to go.
If it was to go, what would you do with that bit of footprint of the park?
I feel like you could work your way more into the valley a little bit.
Oh, here we go.
Cross Valley
Come on, Cross
Coast, do it,
Valley
Dan.
Coaster. Come on, Dan,
It's
mention
happening.
it. No, you want to.
Well, you could do technically. I don't know how you'd theme the other end of it.
You'd have to
But
get rid of Galactica Air, I'm afraid. If I think if in
yeah.
order to do it, I think you'd have to get rid of that one as well.
It might be worth it though. It might be worth it.
Oh, well, that's controversial. If you reckon
I
air's one of your
know.
favourite. I
Yeah,
love how you still
true.
call it air, by the way. That's what I
I just
do.
prefer it.
I can't get on board with
Galactica.
Galactica.
Galactica, definitely.
But I don't know. I've always wanted a multi-launch coaster at Towers. I think they're missing something like that. I feel like a lot of their coasters are lift hills, or obviously with Rita, it's just this one launch. Maybe a multi-launch would be quite cool.
Well, yeah, if you look at Taran at Fantasialand, like you know how Alton Towers have to theme to do with the height.
Yeah, and Taran's
You
not
could
tall at all.
really,
do something with that landscape like Taran does, and do something like that. But because I suppose if you look at Spinball as well, because Spinball wasn't a secret weapon coaster either, and that's always looked very temporary because it's just put there, isn't it? Same with Rita, it's not anything to
They've
do with the
tried to theme
terrain.
it, but it
They
hasn't
tried and
really.
it didn't. I mean, even if you put some near misses on it, so like on the swarm, when you go on the swarm and you go through the billboards and stuff, because it's like a race theme ride, I always felt like it would be cool if they had some sort of near misses on it or something like that to add to the experience. Because, like you say, it's not really, it's a figure of eight.
Even when it got announced, obviously at the time that it wasn't the Dark Forest, but it got kind of plonked there, and you're like, well, what? Why is this race themed ride
It
being
was still
placed here? And
Uggland.
why is it called Rita? Like there was it's all like,
Yeah, true.
what?
I've never really questioned that, to be fair. That's a
Yeah,
good
but
point.
at the time it was like, what? And I remember being on, we talked about the message boards last week, but the enthusiast message boards at the time, and everyone was like, it's not going to be called Rita. That's ridiculous. It must stand for something. And it was like
It
the working
does.
out, yeah, it's
I'm just
like
finding it now.
RITA. But even so, everyone was like, well, no one's ever going to call it Rita. And now we just accept it. And it is like, yeah, it's just
Yeah.
Rita. It's just what it is. But
It's just
it was weird.
that's one of those things where I was speaking to this I was speaking to one of my mates about this the other day. I feel like some of the ride names that we have are so weird, but we never think, who the hell wants to call a roller coaster the Smiler? But it's just so normal. And then same with Rita. I never thought about Rita being
Well, it's
one.
an acronym. So Rita is supposedly is Alton Towers Intamin Rocket.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
But just backwards,
Backwards. I was going
basically.
to say my brain was
That was
catching up
that was their
there.
excuse, I think.
Yeah. And then air is obviously aerial inversion ride as well, or something like that.
Is this actually genuine, or is this
No.
like,
No,
does this belong in the Remus show? We don't
genuinely, this is going into my brain kind of random information that's all like theme park related information in my brain.
So back to
Oh, yeah.
Rita, not a big fan of the ride in general. How about how it kind of works within the Dark Forest at the moment as it stands?
To be fair, it works better than it first did, from what I hear. Obviously, I didn't visit Towers because when did Rita open? 2006.
2005.
I would have been 1 years old, so that would have been
No.
okay. Can we just, all right,
No
I'm
way.
exiting the chat at this point.
No way.
So obviously, 1 year-old me loved Rita back in the day. On it, hands up. No, so I don't know. I feel like now it fits in a bit better, but I feel like it's still, like you said, it's still out of place because even 13 goes underground at the point where it obviously goes backwards. Spoiler alert. And I feel like, yeah, Rita's just been plonked down, really, hasn't it? So it's just a bit, I just,
So it was still Ugland when it first opened. So we had the corkscrew and you had all this kind of caveman theming, and then we had Rita, Queen of Speed,
Like
that must be
racetrack.
in a prehistoric land. And it was called the Thunder Rock Rally as well, for anyone that remembers the Thunder Rock Rally.
See, I
And
really liked that Thunder
you
Rock Rally
just,
theming.
oh,
I thought
did
that
you?
was awesome, but not where it was. Like, if you had built an area of the park that was kind of themed around that kind of Americana sort of cool muscle cars, that kind of feel, with maybe a diner or something like that in it, I think that would be really cool and quite different. Like, we don't have a themed area that's kind of like that. I suppose maybe Tornado Springs a little bit, but
Stealth
not.
is a little bit as well.
And I think they kind of just piggybacked off
Yeah,
maybe
nabbed
their
it.
original like Rita ideas for stuff. They were like, oh, we've still got these drawings from that. Should we just do that?
Well, that was the thing. I remember when Stealth opened and it was like Rita just looked really bad
Yeah, that's the thing
because it
though,
didn't look
yeah.
great to start with. And it was like, oh, it's a launch coaster. Cool. I've never been on a launch coaster before. And then next year we had Stealth at Thorpe Park. It was like, oh, wow. Okay. I mean, Alton Towers got the raw end of the deal because they got the same with Spinball when Chessington opened Dragon's Fury as well. We went to Chessington. It's like, Dragon's Fury is like so much better. Why did Alton Towers get the raw deal?
What about when we mentioned the hydraulic launches? Well, what is your thought on the the launch element of Rita? That's still good, right? It
Yeah,
still gives you a
that's the only
boost.
redeemable part, I think. I feel like I like the fact that it actually goes before it says the like. So with Stealth, it literally counts down and says go go go, and you're just still sat there, and then it goes. Whereas Rita, it does the countdown, and then before the literally just as the green lights come on, you're already off. Which I think is probably that is probably the redeemable part of it. That's really cool. It probably costs them a lot to run as well.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
another thing. Reason why I think it would get removed over Oblivion. And with Oblivion, I feel like what can you put there? Like that massive hole they've dug would just become pointless unless they built something with that similar drop or extended that layout. So with Rita, you just flatten it, and because it's been plonked on, just no reason you can't add anything really. So.
Would you like to see, like, if they were to do something like a Baron-esque, if they were to update the track, would you like something like that to happen to
Yeah,
Oblivion?
I think obviously the one thing about Oblivion now is I've done a few other dive coasters and I around the world, and I still think Oblivion has the best drop because it just
Really?
does. Because it goes so deep underground, whereas most of them just sort of just flatten out onto ground and they're just meh. But yeah, I think Oblivion, if it had something after the drop and did a few more things with the layout, maybe updated trains or something, then yeah, you could definitely get away with that. You could replace it with a tilt coaster and then have it go to the edge and then downwards like that. That would be quite cool. But yeah, I think there's only so much you could do with it. So it would have to be retracking or replacing that layout and making it a bit longer or adding something like a tilt coaster. Whereas Rita has a lot more you could add instead of it.
The thing with Oblivion for me is, and obviously you weren't even born at this point, which makes me feel old, but I still remember the hype of Oblivion when it was being constructed. I mean, you can't even imagine what was going behind it before anyone even knew what was coming. There was so much hype around it, and the park did so much for it. It was so much more than they've ever done, like even since. You know, it was there was actors around the park, you know, well in advance, more so than they did for the Smiler. And it was really building up this feeling of, oh my gosh, what's coming? It's massive. And then there was this massive TV advertising campaign with probably, I still think, the best theme park advert ever.
Oh, that, yeah, I think I know
The
the one you're talking about.
terrifying.
Yeah. And it
Like,
just,
really good.
it was so good. And actually, we talked about this last week. There's a documentary called The Magic Factory, which was 1997 season, which is when they were doing all this, and it shows like a bit of the making of this advert and how they wanted people to feel watching the advert, and they absolutely nailed it. You know, there's beads of sweat dripping off this guy's face, and it had the iconic "Don't look down" as part of the advert, which then you saw on the ride. And it was when
It
that
is
ride
cool.
opened, the hype was incredible. And I still remember the first time I went to Towers, and I kind of walked around the corner in front of Alton Towers, the actual towers, and saw that vertical drop for the first time. And you'd never seen anything like it. You'd never seen a roller coaster track do that. And it looked almost alien. Like, it looked
I can
crazy that it
imagine,
was just going straight down. You're like, you can't be riding that. That's insane. And then obviously you'd get in the queue, and it was like a 3 hour queue at least for this 10 second drop. But the whole queue line just was like hyping you up and getting your adrenaline going in a way
That's
that
so cool.
nothing's ever done since. It really hasn't. And because everyone was in the queue line, now you just kind of most of the time smash straight through it. But all of these screens were on, and there was all these lights, and it was moving, you know. We talked about queue lines moving fast. It did move pretty fast because they had like eight shuttles on, and they were filling them up and smashing them around. And it was kind of an awesome place to be. And my issue with it now is I go in 2024 and I don't get that feeling from it anymore.
No, yeah.
And it feels like such a waste to have it there without any of the bits which made it special. Do you
That
know what I
that makes
mean?
complete sense. I mean, I think the main reason for that is purely because either Towers or just parks in general have just outdone that since. Like, we've gone beyond vertical now, which is just bonkers. But I feel like I feel like making a world's first is such a risk because it makes your coaster is so insane when it first opens, but when it gets to like maybe let's say 10, 15 years down the line, it just starts to be a bit like, well, it's cool because it was the first one, but now it's just a drop and a turn. That's all it really does. So I feel like they obviously don't shoot themselves in the foot with that because they do make the world's first, and sort of John Wardley helps design it, and they do it for a reason. And I do love that, but I feel like eventually they haven't really thought about the fact that. What did they do with it in the future?
Yeah.
So,
It was always Nick Varney's thing, wasn't it? He would always say to them, well, what's the selling point? Whenever they would suggest, let's build a roller coaster. I think that's why it took so long to have a Woody at Towers. Because, well, people are going to look at it and think of an old-fashioned ride. That's why I feel like that's why we've got so many of these world firsts or,
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
definitely.
UK firsts, all these sorts of things, because it was a, we need a selling point.
Yeah, exactly.
We need, what is it that's going to get people to come in? And I think that's always the thing, is it doesn't always guarantee it to be the best, does it?
And now they're going down the theming route, which is quite nice. It seems to be, obviously, I know Wicker Man was, they stuck the world's first fire and wood fused coaster on it or whatever that was,
That was
but
the
that,
selling point.
yeah, true. I feel like that was just a last gasp of like, oh, what can we do to make it
Need to
even
budge it
more?
somehow.
But people call Wicker Man the best, well, some people say it's the best coaster in the park. Loads of people do. And it's a family wooden coaster with just loads of theming. And then the same with Nemesis Reborn. Like, they've done all that up, the eye and everything. People absolutely love it. I like the direction they're going in. But at the same time, obviously, it does worry me, obviously, with how many rides are being removed, how many we will see in the future. So we've just got to stay tuned for that, I guess.
I think it's difficult because the theming is great, and like you say, once they've done it, it enhances a ride so much and an area, and we as enthusiasts love it. But I think the public come along with that as well. They'll come on that journey and go, "This looks great, and I'm having a great time." but it costs so much. And there's going to be a balance sheet at some point where they're going, we can put a load of theming on this old ride, or we can build a new ride. And if you're talking about getting numbers into the park and revenue, the theming's not going to do it. The new ride's going to do it.
Yeah, but
then the people in the park don't have such a great experience, maybe. So they maybe don't come back so much. So it's a really, like, you know, we talk about Merlin a lot on this podcast, and we always try and be fair, and we don't envy what they're trying to do. It's a difficult position to be in. And, you know, no one thinks that they're trying to run parks into the ground. Like, that's not what's happening at all. But there's only so much money. And it's like, what decision do you make? Do you go for something which looks epic, or do you smash a new ride onto the ground and try and get some publicity that way?
Well, that's what Thorpe did, really, isn't it? Because Hyperia is literally just like, they tried in the budget to put some theming in, but it's mostly just a muddy plane.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's sort of one of those ones where they've gone, let's just whack a coaster in with a big record on it.
Yeah. And it worked.
I suppose they knew it was going to be good. I suppose it's had such good positivity.
Yeah.
That they probably will look at it now and go, well, it doesn't need anything adding to it then.
Yeah.
Because people see it as like a really good coaster. So
it's like the air tunnel. I'd love to know if the general public ever think twice about the air tunnel, or
the crash mats
just
at the start. I love it.
I know, right? We were a bit scared to ask John Woolley this question, because we were a bit nervous. Like, don't ask him about the air tunnel, because everyone asks him about that tunnel.
What's your thoughts on it, Kev? So I think I'd change Oblivion. I think I would either add something to it, make it a bit Baronesque, re-bring back some of the theming, and then try and bring it back to life that way. Dan would obviously burn Rita down to the ground and wish it farewell. What would you do? You've only had a week to think about it. So
I know. Well, the thing is, I love the idea of redoing Oblivion into this idea of including inversions on it and giving it a longer life. But that means I got to keep Rita as it is.
It does. It does.
And so I think you're probably better off keeping Oblivion as it is and getting rid of Rita and putting something brand new in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go with what Dan's saying about having a multi-launch coaster or something. And I think the problem is because the height restriction, because it is difficult, isn't it? Because with the height restriction and all the, like we were talking about going into the woodlands as well, like because all the, if the trees are all TPO'd or,
Kev's,
you know,
on about
protected.
Trees again.
Hey.
Free talk.
We're back to... Oh dear, that's going to keep coming up time and time again, isn't it, Bex? But anyway, so that's what I would do. I love launch coasters anyway, so I would still have a launch coaster. I would just get rid of it, but give it an actual purpose and actually do what Alton Towers do best at, and that's looking at the surrounding and landscaping and layout and creating an interesting attraction that fits in with that, and give it a good theme, going back to Taran as well, because it's a great coaster, but then you level it up with the theming.
Yeah.
That's, you know, for me, that makes it, you know, it's up there, definitely is one of the best coasters out there. And even if it fit in with the Dark Forest still, but it have more of a purpose rather than you must escape. And that's kind of it. You know?
Yeah.
What on that Dark Forest then, what do you think? Do we think that that's got longevity as an area?
I think as long as 13's there, yeah, probably. I don't... 13 could be rethemed, but I feel like it would be a bit weird if it was rethemed, because it would just sort of wouldn't make sense anymore. I feel like the Dark Forest theme works well. I think it is quite a nice theme, but because you walk into that area and it's Rita right there that doesn't really fit, it's not great. Whereas if you walked in and saw that 13 facade right in front of you with the scaffolding and everything like that, I think it would actually be quite a cool entrance to that area, but obviously that's not the way they worked around it, because it went where Corkscrew went and everything else. Yeah. So I feel like, a multi-launch with like different sort of elements and stuff would be such a cool entrance to Dark Forest as well. Especially if not the track was themed, obviously, but if the track was not bright red, and had brown supports and stuff. If they themed it in a bit better than that, then I feel like it would, yeah, I think Dark Forest could stay around for a while if that was the case.
What's your favorite themed area at Towers at the minute?
Ooh. I think, well, I think for now it's got to be Forbidden Valley, like just walking into that area with the sirens going off, and as much as it is one of two military areas in the park, which is hilarious. I feel like it is just the way you walk in, you've got the helicopter. Obviously, Nemesis Subterra is literally like a sub-story to an actual roller coaster at the park, Nemesis, and just all of that, I think, especially with the new ride, Toxicator, I think that'll be a really cool area. But Galactica's
Are
still a
you
bit out of
do you know
place.
that that what that's what it's definitely being called? I know that's the rumor. I
It
think
seems like it. I mean,
just drop that
it got
in.
trademarked, so I wouldn't be surprised if it is the name. But also all of the sort of theming we've seen and the teasers and stuff, it seems very much like that's what's going to be. So
Well, when we spoke to John Wardley about Air Galactica, he called it Air as well, by the way.
yeah, he's on the good
And
side. He's on the air
it he's
side
on the
of
right
the
side of history. And then about how it fits in, obviously, with the new Forbidden Valley. He told us that there were discussions taking place about that. There was going to be some changes, and that we'd see them next year, as in 2025. Now that we had that conversation with him quite early in 2024, and obviously things financially for Merlin have probably shifted a little bit from where
Yeah.
they'd hoped to have been. So I think now it's looking less likely that we'll see changes. But there was absolutely confirmed from him, and he'd been consulted on what they were going to do to Galactica to make it fit in Air. And he said he was really happy with what they'd come up with and that it
That
was going to fit.
makes so much sense. Like, it literally makes so much sense because the fireworks show this year, they work all year on that. So I would imagine start of the year they thought, well, we're going to announce Galactica's getting rethemed. Let's make it about Nemesis versus Galactica. Did that, planned it all, and then realized, oh no, budget
Oh
cuts, can't do
no.
that anymore. So maybe that would be 2026 then. Maybe.
Maybe that's
Maybe.
where the Blade budget's going. They're gonna put that on
Yeah.
eBay and
Sell it for a
scrabble.
spiked price and then hope someone buys it, and then Galactica's rethemed.
There
Did
we
you feel
go.
that watching the fireworks with the Phalanx Expo and all these things, thinking, oh no, we're not going to
Surely
get all this stuff that
they haven't done that just for the fireworks. Like, why would they come up with this whole like logo and this idea of an expo and stuff like that with almost a planetary logo?
yeah.
Like, surely that had a bigger plan for it. And
Oh, 100%. I really wish there was some big announcement right at the end with like Galactica's closing, it's going to have a refurb or whatever. I wish that did happen, but yeah, can't have everything, sadly.
you can't.
No, sadly not.
Just when we were talking about the your idea for a multi-launch over in Dark Forest, and you obviously are a keen Planet Coaster 2 player. You upload a lot of
Yes.
videos about that. Have you thought about, putting a little design in that spot and
I
trying to
think
create something?
I was thinking about this when I was like thinking of the idea. I feel like I've done it before, but I probably haven't. I think I did one in place of Galactica. No, yeah, it was in place of Galactica. So I feel like, yeah, I might put one together and do that. That might be quite fun.
Do it. Obviously, the new thing with Planet Coaster, you can share your stuff as well, so we
Yeah,
can all go and ride it and tell you what
yeah,
we think of it.
true.
There you
Might have
go.
to give that a go then. That'll be coming soon.
Oh, amazing. We'll definitely be looking for that, Dan, if
Yeah.
that comes out. Definitely.
Oh, awesome.
I was wondering as well, just thinking about these rides that we're talking about, in terms of ones that we keep or get rid of. Why do you think some have stood the test of time?
That is a very good question. I feel like nostalgia keeps a lot of parks back sometimes. So, for instance, there was very, I think John Wardley spoke about this. He said that they were thinking of getting rid of Nemesis, and they took it around to the whole of Towers, and they were like to staff, and he was just a bit like, don't think you want to do that. And then all the staff were
No.
like, no, don't replace it. So
Well, didn't they have to go down to London to like Merlin headquarters and like actually plead the case for
yeah, no,
why Nemesis should be kept
yeah,
and
I think that was a
retract
thing.
rather than like be completely replaced?
I think so, which is crazy. But yeah, I think nostalgia does hold parks back because stuff like Nemesis, and as much as I love Nemesis, there's a lot of rides that are still here that are purely here because people like parks know that people will get annoyed if they got rid of them. But yeah,
But then
I think.
look at Disney, like Disney do that well, don't they? Like they don't have to replace Big Thunder Mountain.
True.
Is it for the same reason, or is it because it's built well and
And
themed well enough
maintained.
to
Yeah, that's a good
maintain well
point.
enough, do you think?
I think there's a, I think maybe Disney's just in another league, to be honest. Well, it is. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, maybe, Disney and Universal seem to sort of hold on to rides for ages just purely because they can. They would not, the amount Big Thunder cost, they would not want to get rid of that. I doubt it.
No.
So yeah, and same with like Everest and probably Hagrid's in many years to come as well. Probably they won't want to get rid of that.
Nope.
Talking about getting rid of classics and things like that, what's your thoughts on Blackpool, the Pleasure Beach? What's going on up there? What do you reckon's going to land in that gap?
It's
Is it
just
just a
a,
gyro swing?
I don't know, it's just confusing what's going on there because Ice Blast, one minute it's getting taken down, next minute, now we've noticed it's being painted blue.
Dan, I've just got to correct you. That's PlayStation The Ride.
Oh, sorry.
According to
PlayStation
Amanda,
Ride, or as we call it, the Ice Blast.
for as old as it's PlayStation The Ride,
and
like
a Traumatizer,
Traumatizer, that
yeah,
came
I
up
was going to say.
Traumatizer as well when that was at Southport and before it moved over.
But no, yeah, PlayStation The Ride has been painted blue now, which we thought it was going and we thought it was staying. Now we thought maintenance, oh, it might get a new like thing that goes up and down on it. Just yeah, just all over the place. And then Grand Prix, yeah.
But why is PlayStation or Ice Blast Blue next to Valhalla? Why not at least try? I know
I have
it's
no
Blackpool isn't
idea.
a themed park at all, and nothing, everything's just random. But you just think a little bit, maybe try and get some sort of Viking element into it if you're going to do it. But nah, just blue, fine.
I think the blue might, because it's the same blue that they're using in their logo now. I feel like they're gonna, obviously when you entered the park before, Ice Blast was right there, British flag. I feel like they'll rename it and then paint it blue so it's the same color as the logo and then have sunshine at the top, maybe.
I mean,
I don't know.
it's kind of
Good
trading
work.
on their fun at the seaside type amusement park thing, isn't it? But it just seems like a bit of a shame when it's right next to one of the best themed attractions in the country. And yeah, they could have done something there. But yeah, Grand Prix, we were
No
all expecting
idea.
an announcement, and it didn't happen.
Never happened.
Watched the fireworks show on the last day of opening and had more dust in my eyes from the fireworks than any announcement. So, yeah. No. Yeah. Blackpool is a very questionable park at the minute. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Or well, obviously I love it. Like I love going back there. Like it's got a charm to it. But something's happening.
I think that's the nostalgia thing, isn't it? That's what
Yeah,
keeps us
yeah,
going
yeah,
back to these parks. I suppose that's what keeps us going back. We're talking about Drayton Manor as well, and Drayton Manor is obviously going for a lot of changes, but there's still something about Drayton Manor that has this nostalgic kind of feel to it
No, yeah, it definitely
still.
does.
But I was thinking about retired rides, Dan. Are there any retired rides that you'd love to have back again?
There's probably quite a few that I'd like to have, not necessarily have back, but I'd like to have gone on.
Coinland Tours.
Yeah, I never did that, so that would have been nice. Bubble Works, obviously, wish that was back as well. But there's always, it's so stupid, but there's this one. So Flamingoland, I went when I was a kid, and there was a wild mouse ride there, and it was so fun. I think it's at Pleasurewood Hills now. I think it's called Marble Madness. And that was so fun. And it was my favorite roller coaster when I was younger as well. And then it got removed and they replaced it with Hero. And when I was a
Oh
kid, I
man.
saw it and I was like, oh my God, it's like air, you're flying. And then I went on it and I cried my eyes out. And this time, like unlike Nemesis, I did not stop crying the whole way through and I didn't want to go on it again. So yeah, I'd probably say get rid of Hero and replace it with Marble Madness again.
Did you go on Hero for a whole day? Is that right? Didn't you
Yeah,
do a
there's a
video
poster
where
for
you
it right
did?
there.
How are you
Though,
still
yeah,
alive?
you did a
I
video,
don't know.
didn't you?
87 times.
Oh.
It was for charity, so obviously it was for a good cause. I think we raised about £4,200 for it, which was amazing.
Amazing. Wow.
But yeah, it was ridiculous just going round over and over and over again.
Why won't it end?
Yeah.
Were there
Other
other
options,
options,
just
Dan, that you could have
leave.
done, or was it in terms of other coasters to do, or was that just the one that was given to you? And you're like, okay, great, we'll do that
Well,
for all day.
I had the idea. So I went on Tidal Wave all day ages ago. Just
Oh my.
this was charity again, but it was just a smaller thing, I think.
Okay.
And I sort of thought, well, let's do a roller coaster now. And then someone's like, I don't know, Grand National, but I thought my ribs wouldn't recover. You had like some people were saying Rita, but I could do that all day because
Yeah.
it's not life threatening like Hero is. So then we just decided to go straight to Hero, and four of us did it. And we obviously, Flamingoland were very kind to actually give us an entire car to ourselves for the day, hook up cameras and stuff to it, and it was just
Were
ridiculous.
you allowed to get off? I thought.
We could get off. They did tell us that the one thing we had to do was, when you come back into the station and the trains go like that, we had to get off and walk with the car so they knew that we were still alive. But you know, it's really good when I can't remember what his role is, but someone high up at Flamingoland to do with engineering literally came up to us as we were getting on Hero for the first time and went, as you'll know, it's not the most pleasant ride, so good luck.
Good
Like,
luck.
thanks for the hope. But no, yeah, it was actually one of my favorite days of last year. That was last year. So yeah, it was
You've got to do it on an
amazing.
infusion next.
Oh
You go and do
no.
it
The traumatizer, actually.
sorry about that. If you were doing that on infusion, I would possibly come for one final ride. I've said you never ride in Rita this season. I'm never riding infusion ever again,
Yeah,
like
Infusion's bad.
ever. It's bad, yeah.
Bad. There's
But
quite a few bad rides in this country, but yeah, Infusion and Hero up there. Two of the worst.
just in, when we've talked about getting rid of Rita or Oblivion, we've talked about a few other rides and stuff like that. Do you notice when you're posting content that there are certain rides which will have more interest in them, that your videos will get more views, you'll get more interaction when you talk about certain rides?
I feel like it depends because although obviously with Nemesis that was pretty big because everyone wanted to hear about what was going on with like the retrack or when it was first closing, everyone was a bit like, what's going on? Smiler is another big one that everyone seems to absolutely love if you make a video about it. For instance, I made a video where I made it not go upside down. And that was quite fun to do, and that's probably one of my most viewed videos now. And that was just a stupid challenge video. So, yeah, I feel like Smiler and Nemesis probably the best ones, and Hyperia as well at Thorpe. But when it comes to like Rita and Oblivion and stuff, I feel like Rita would only probably do well if it was a video of me hating it, which is probably every time I talk about it. And then Oblivion, I've done a few things where I've sort of talked about the future of Oblivion and stuff, and people are very interested in the future of it. So I think it's just all round everyone's interested in the future of just all parks in general. So some obviously more than others, but
Alton Towers still always seems to get, that's what everyone seems to be the most interested in. Even though Thorpe
yeah.
obviously opened Hyperia, there's something about Alton Towers when you're talking about it or there's content about it, you can't help but be drawn into it. I don't know
Yeah,
why. I think
no,
we're
I agree.
brought up in this country that it is like the pinnacle of theme parks, and you don't get any better until you go abroad and you see, well, actually,
Yeah.
you probably can get a little bit better. But as we say on this podcast, and Kev is very much an Alton Towers stan, like there's something about that park that no matter what they're doing and the terrible decisions that they make, when you go there, you still get this feeling
Absolutely
when
love
you're
it.
walking down Tower Street.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I literally, so I my local park technically is Thorpe because I'm down south, and I have been to Towers probably four times as much as I have Thorpe this year, purely because every time we go, me and my girlfriend go, and we will walk into the park, and it's just a lovely feeling anyway. You'll just sit on the lawns, you'll have a drink, or you'll just like have food or something, and it is just the nicest day. Obviously, if it's raining, it's not very nice. But if you just are sitting there, like lovely sunny day, do a couple rides, go on like Wicker Man or something, like it's just a nice day. Like I absolutely love Towers. Some people say that like, well, basically I do a few videos where I rank like the best parks in the country. Some people say that I'm a bit biased saying Towers is the best one, but it's just because I have the best time there.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
atmosphere as well. Like, I think it's just the demographic they're built for. Like, the fact they're a family park and there's so much variety as well. I just love it. So,
It's the great
yeah.
thing with all the coasters is like we know we obviously joke about Rita. Each coaster is so uniquely different. You get a different experience, different, kind of theme for each one. So you're getting such a great variety of rides. And then with your dark rides as well, I know we talk about Hex. Obviously, it's had its update, and there's obviously been mixed opinions on the lighting and in the vault and all that sort of stuff. But you've got Curse of Altamana and Hex as well, two great dark rides.
Subterra, yeah. There's
And if you
so many
include
different,
Subterra in there as
yeah.
well, and even like Runaway Mine Train as well is a great, family ride. And I think I just remember being a kid and we'd been to Drayton Manor, American Adventure, we'd done all these different parks, but I still remember being 8 years old and going into Alton Towers for the first time in 94, and there was just something different. And it's like what we're saying about Disney as well. When you go down Main Street USA into the Disneyland parks, there's something that just pulls you in. There's just something
No, yeah,
about it,
there
isn't
is.
there?
There's just a feeling. You just can't, I
Which you
don't even
can't
know how to
get at
explain
other
it.
parks. You just don't.
Well, we can only hope that all of these little issues that we've seen towards the end of the season are going to resolve themselves in 2025, and that we have a good season at Towers and everywhere in the UK actually in 2025. We can hope. There's obviously been a lot of ride downtime and stuff at Towers this year, which hasn't helped. There's the whole ride access pass thing, which has been a massive headache for them. That's for another episode in the future as well. But obviously, Dan, you're going to be out there. You're going to be going around all the parks. You're kind of living the dream, I think, for a lot of young enthusiasts. What would you say to someone who, is a keen young enthusiast and they're like, I'm going to become a content creator for theme parks, other than please don't take my job? Like, what kind of advice would you give them if they're starting out or they're trying to like make some money off doing this?
I'd literally just say I'm very grateful to say it's my full-time job now, which is just crazy. But I would genuinely say if you want to go into content creation, just it's kind of I say it's every time, and I feel like it's just me. My advice isn't the greatest advice, so if you don't want to follow it, fair enough. But just be yourself. But whatever you make, just do it differently from someone else. So, for instance, if you're gonna go to Alton Towers and vlog, just be yourself in it. But maybe do something a bit different. Go on, do like a challenge or something. Ride rides multiple times. I don't know. Just have fun with it. That's the main thing as well. If it does become your job, I wouldn't be doing this even like if I didn't enjoy it. I absolutely love making videos. So I feel like just enjoy yourself and be yourself pretty
And I
much.
think that's why yours has obviously done so well, because yours are done so very different, I think, from what other people do. It's your style of how you do your videos is very light-hearted. It's very comedic in the way you present it, and that comes across really well in your videos. And I can really see why yours are very popular. I've definitely watched a few of your videos, Dan, and always enjoyed it, and made me laugh as well. And many times I go, I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you.
Is that why
I
you think your channel has been successful? Because did you kind of look at what other people were doing and going, I'm inspired by them, but I'm not gonna do what they do?
Yeah, I, well, I mean, I obviously had no I had no idea on the scale of like success or whatever that this channel would have. Like, to be almost at 100,000 subscribers now on YouTube is just bonkers. But I did sort of sit there and I was watching your like everyone watches like the vloggers and stuff like that on YouTube. Like, I used to watch them when I was younger and I still sometimes do, but I just sort of saw that everyone was quite serious. So I just thought, let's just lay it back and just every time I go to a park and vlog, it's literally just me and my mates having just a whale of a time, just messing around and doing whatever. I just wanted to be someone who people can watch and just forget about everything and have a good time just watching a video. Even if it's about, for instance, I'm going to film one later and upload one about the three rides closing at Towers. But I'm not going to sit there and be like, it's the worst thing ever. Towers is never going to recover. Like, I'm not going to just sit there and be really upset about it. I'm going to try and make it as positive as possible. But yeah, I feel like just want to be someone that people can go to and have a good time on YouTube. So.
It must be weird for you if you're in a park now and people start sort of recognize you and come up to you and
That
like, can I get a
is
picture with you?
crazy,
You're like,
yeah.
what, me?
That is crazy, yeah. I absolutely love meeting people though. So yeah, it's been awesome, but it is still very strange to me.
So if we see you in a park, more than welcome to come up to you and say hi.
I'll say hello to hello hello. I'll say hello to you
Hello.
guys.
Yeah,
Sorry,
definitely.
stumbling on my words. Nice to see anyone who's watching.
Dan, thank you so much for joining us today. A really nice chat with you. Before you go, we've just got one final question for you.
Thank you for having me, but yes, go on.
Just gotta ride it.
So we do this on the show when we have a guest. It's called Just Gotta Ride It, and it's where we put you on the spot and we say if there was just one coaster in the world that you could save in the whole world, everything else was going to get destroyed, you could save one. What would it be?
See, that's difficult because I would say my number one, but then it's in Germany, so would I really want to? Oh, I don't know. You know, it'd be funny if I said Rita right now.
I know that would be funny, yeah.
I think I might have to. I'm going to save. This is going to sound really stupid because we've been talking about Alton Towers so much, and I absolutely love riding it. I'm going to say Nemesis Reborn. I just feel like, for the UK standard, the theming and the fact I love theming anyway, the theming and the ride intensity and everything about it, I can't help but go to Towers and have a ride on it. Like it's probably my favorite in the UK at the moment. But yeah, I'd say Nemesis Reborn because it's close-ish to home as well, so that always helps. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I love how you put some practical thought into that. I'd love to say one in Germany, but then I'd have to get there.
Yeah. I can't choose
It's
that one
true.
because then I've got to get a flight and oh, it's just long. So yeah.
That's amazing. Well, I'm sure John Burton will be very pleased to hear that you're enjoying his work, as we all are, loving what he's done with that park. And yeah, Nemesis Reborn, great choice. I think it was your choice as well, wasn't it, Kev?
It was my
Great
just gotta
minds
ride it
think
as well.
alike.
So absolutely, Dan. Great minds do think alike, absolutely.
Right, that's it for this week's episode. We'll of course be back next week and we're talking all things Merlin and has it lost its magic. But for now, we've been Parkcast. If you did enjoy it, please give us a little like and a subscribe and you'll get a little notification every time we post a new episode. And we'll see you back here next week.
Parkcast, the UK's original theme park podcast.